Don't Listen to Me, episode 133. We are back in the church, in the building. This is your host with the most, Nerd Nash, checking in with Coach Marley, Mix Master Majestic Meese, MMMM. MMMM. We are here feeling good after about a 3-week break. We are here. Everybody's in one piece. Everybody looks good, looks happy. We hope you are doing good. We hope you're happy. If you're in bed listening, hope you're cozy. If you drive a truck and you listening to us, I hope you comfortable in your truck. If you're in your cubicle, keep grinding. Whatever you're doing, thank you for listening. Feels so good to be back. Sorry we left y'all for so long. How you feeling, Coach Marley?
Shit, I'm feeling good, man.
We were gone for a couple weeks, almost a month.
Hey, we had to live life a little bit. You know almost how they, we do.
We are back on the mic. What a last couple weeks it has been. It's been a lot going on in the streets, in the apps, on the volleyball courts. It's been a lot going on, and we are here to tell it all. I've had an interesting 3 weeks, man. I've been on a little tour, volleyball dad tour. I done been in Boston. I done been in AC, holding it down with the volleyball parents. Shout out to the volleyball team, Brandywine Blackout. We was in Boston, came home with the chip. Shout out to all the kids. Shout out to my daughter. It was a rough 3 days in Boston. It was cold. No black people in Boston.
None.
Sprinkles. Sprinkles of black people, but white people, and it seemed like a lot of Dominicans out there. They was heavy. So I just played my part. Stay low, play my part. It was cold as shit. But it was a successful trip. We came back with the first place, the gold. Came back with the medals around our neck.
The medals was clinking.
Medals was clinking. So that was good. Had a good time out there. I hit a couple spots. Did a couple spots for dinner. You know what I mean? It was cool. Where my hotel was in the middle of nowhere, so I had to get my smoke breaks. My smoke break was kind of weak. It was in the cold.
That's the worst.
I had to smoke in the cold, like on the side of the building.
Damn.
And one night, check this out, one night, all the game's over. It's late night. You know, the kids is in bed. It's about 10, 11. So I said, okay, it's smoke time. You know, I brought back was out there because it's cold. You know, I can't do paper. I wouldn't have lasted with papers.
I thought you had
out
them.
There. Nah, I had backwards. So I wrote a nice, I wrote an NBA young boy joint backward. Big John. I said, all right, it's my time. It's parent time. So I get bundled up, get my backwood, go downstairs. It's like a little place you can sit on the side of the hotel in a cut. Nobody can see you. So I got my headphones. I might have smoked a whole joint to the face. I had a nice, good time. I probably sat there I was sitting there for like 2 hours.
Damn.
Just chilling. Cold as shit. I'm bundled up. Still smoking. So I smoke it all, almost all of it. So I'm feeling good. So I come back in the hotel. I hit the elevator. Man, elevator door open. It's the coach. Bro, when I tell you I'm fried, nigga, you know how you fried and you smell?
Yeah.
So I'm just like extra, bro, like just... I'm like in my head, like, no, you know how You know how in Juice, is it Juice? Am I thinking of the right movie with Pac?
When the elevator?
And you
open the door, you see him, he's like.
That's just how I
was. Oh, you was like Q?
I was like, and
the coach was Pac?
Listen, no, I was Pac. The coach was just like, oh, shit. So I'm looking, I'm like, damn, I'm hot, man. I'm in the elevator with him. He talking my head off.
Oh, shit.
And the whole time I'm thinking, damn, I know this nigga smell this weed. I know he know I'm fried. It just seemed like he just kept talking. Like, he knew I was high. It just kept talking and talking and talking. I was like, damn, he caught me. Now, he probably thinking, God damn, Raina Dash smoked big, big weed. I was like a ball of weed. Mm. Damn, I mean, it's all good. It's just weed. It's 2024,
man.
He probably was, I ain't going to say it. I ain't going to put nothing on him.
Yeah.
But he probably had his little thing he get in. Why was he even out? He was out the same time. Where was he going?
Yeah, don't worry about me. My business.
I wonder what he was even doing in the elevator. Where was he going? But yeah, it was a good time. Then we had AC, Atlantic City, came home with the title again.
Mm.
So shit lit, man. Volleyball world is crazy. The volleyball moms. One volleyball mom told me she give her daughter eat chocolate covered coffee beans.
What?
Before the game for energy. I never thought of that. Straight uncut energy. Chocolate covered coffee beans. Her daughter, nigga, she like the LeBron of our team.
Yeah.
Bro. Like she the one. She been carrying us. But shout out to the Brandywine Blackout holding it down. We back on the road again next weekend. Actually, 2 more weeks. We had a little break. 2 more weeks. I'll be back on volleyball tour. And then this past weekend, Coach Molly, I pulled up to the Grifties. Pulled up on the Hoteps. They had their first live Grifties in Jersey. So I pulled up there, had a good time. Shout out to Hotep Jesus, Uncle Hotep and all them. They had me present an award. You know what I mean? Then we had to do like a little comedy set, like 1 to 2 minute John.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, but peep this, Coach Marley. I had my set, right? So in my set, I had a little shot thrown at Meek. But at the last minute, you know what? I took it out and I replaced it with Diddy. Because something in my soul was like, nah, don't dirty Meek name like that. Don't even joke like that. Something in me said, just go ahead. Diddy already dead.
Damn.
So just use Diddy. So I threw Diddy in the fire, and I got some laughs off him. So it was a good vibe. It's hard when you get up on that stage. I got a lot of respect for stand-up comedians. You get up on that stage, the pressure's on, and you gotta make the people laugh. You can't. Luckily, I didn't bomb. I got the laugh, and I was like, all right, I got the laugh. I'm good money. You feel me? Yeah, it was a crowd. It was a sold out show. Yeah, they sold out. It was in Jersey at the Dojo. It's called the Dojo of Comedy. Dojo of Comedy. They sold it out.
Nobody recorded your set?
Yeah, it's recorded, but I think they're going to put it out on Patreon in a couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
But shout out to everybody. I was there. I had to present an award, Music Grifter of the Year. Shout out to Bryson Gray. I know I didn't get the name wrong. Let me double check. I'm tripping. Yeah, Bryson Gray. I gave him. He was there, so he accepted his award. But it was a good time. Shout out to the Hoteps. It was a nice mixed crowd. It was love, all love. You know what I mean? So the past couple of weeks, I've been on tour. Coach Marley, you was outside. You stepped out to the Siegel. What was it? His 50th birthday celebration show.
and the 25th anniversary, I think, of The Truth or him getting signed, one of them.
So how was the show? Come on, give us a recap. What you like, what you didn't like?
Well, first of all, the show was like, this shit was like, he said it was the experience. So it was like,
it was a real show.
Yeah, like he had the band, motherfucker playing trumpets. You got the singers and all that shit.
I saw Young Groove was
and you
was
never
there.
Seen Beanie Siegel with that type of shit. And he was moving around like he was young. Like
he didn't look wild. His energy was good.
His energy was there.
What about his voice?
His voice, he was clear. It's coming back, but it's still like that raspy shit. Mm-hmm. But you know how Guru fixed it up, so he like, you can hear parts of the old song playing in the background, mm-hmm. but it was low. But so it basically was like it was the ad-libs.
Right.
Feel me?
Right, Siegel.
Man, he did all the classic songs. He came out to the 1,000 Bars, so you know how that sound with the trumpets and shit. In the band, that shit was rocking. I'm like, yo, this shit crazy.
Yeah, I seen it on the gram. Who'd he bring? Who came out? Who didn't come out that you wanted to come out?
Yo, he did it by himself, the whole show.
So, no special guests?
Only people that came out was Chris and Freeway.
Come on.
So that kind of let a lot of people down. But he held it down itself, but it let people down. Like, especially the rest of the state prop members.
Where was that at?
Nobody know. Well,
wait a minute. No Petey.
No Petey.
No Oskino.
No Oskino.
No Neve.
No Neve. No Sparks.
No Sparks. Oh, wait a minute, man. They couldn't come out for a 50th.
So, but other than that, it was a good show, and then it was packed. So you know the recent shit that been going on in Philly. So they cut the show short, cause he still had a bunch of shit to go through.
It was too many niggas.
No, just outside Broad Street was packed. It looked like back in the day, like you know when niggas go on Broad Street on Saturday night or something, or like the Greek. No cars is moving on Broad Street, and people just standing outside.
I feel like more people should have came through for Sieg, yo.
He probably just wanted to do it as a solo show. He had all the songs. He ain't finished all the songs. Because, like, when they kept, like, the people in the back kept running out, interrupting Guru. And he, like, they keep telling me, yo, we got to cut the set. It's over. He said, man, but Guru was like, man, fuck that. We got to get this music off. So, like, the last part of the show, it felt like it was rushed because Siegel wasn't doing the whole songs. So, to get through the shit, they'll do like the chorus and then a little bit of the first verse and then go to the next song. But it was a good show though. It was worth the money. I didn't like the rushing, and then I ain't like how the rest of the
I ain't like
state
how the
property
prop wasn't
come.
There, yo.
Yeah.
He come on, yo.
Only person I'll give a pass to is Neef because it's Ramadan.
Okay, okay, okay. Salute to Sieg. I saw some clips and I was impressed. I said, "Oh, Sieg looking agile and he working the stage."
Oh, the band, man. That band made Sieg.
Live band always gonna make it.
Yeah, and they was in sync with the shit.
So it was worth the money.
It was worth. You ain't waste your money. You got. And that, I think that was Sieg's first show in Philly.
In a long time.
No, first show, just his show.
No, it couldn't have been.
All Siegel was doing, Powerhouse. That's it. Powerhouse was with everybody.
Yeah, I guess.
Just a show with a Beanie Siegel show, never been done in Philly, yo.
Did he have an opener?
No, he had some opener, but nobody, the people wasn't even in there yet, and the curtains was closed.
Meek ain't pull up.
He was in the city. Nobody, you ain't know, they ain't say who was there or not, but motherfuckers was there, in there.
Good old Philly.
They ain't do it right, though.
Brotherly love.
I don't know, man, but I liked the show, because it brought back the memories of the songs.
What him and Chris do?
What songs they did? The shit with Jay-Z and all them. Think It's a Game?
That joint.
Yeah, because you know Free Ed was on that too. So yeah, they did that joint. Then
I know the old heads was in there rapping.
Man, that shit was crazy. South Philly was holding it down. They was deep in there.
Right, Siegel. I'm happy for Siegel, yeah, man. Philadelphia legend, getting yeah his flowers. It's good when you see the
But nah, OGs that was a good show, though.
You know what I mean? I missed that era of Philly when Siegel was running around, yo. Broad Street Bully. The feeling was in the air when he had the crown. Philly now, I don't really know. Your man.
Who my man?
You know who your man is, Philly representative. Meek Mills, he on fire right now. They done threw his name in the filth with Diddy. I don't know, Molly, what's up? But your man, he been looking crazy. He has been looking crazy. But you know what? I'm kind of riding with Meek on this one.
Why you ride with Meek now?
I don't like what's being done to him. His name is just, I don't like how they dragging his name. The blogs. It seemed like I just feel like somebody after him. He been talking that Donald Trump talk. You see, he been low key like, yeah, the streets rhyme with Trump. Then he been speaking up against he been speaking up against the labels. It might be a higher up trying to get Meek out of here. Hey. And he trying to dirty up his name in the public eye.
Say
either that or he was really in the free golfs. You know what I mean? It's just crazy how Meek name just in this now. It was random. It came out of nowhere. As soon as I saw it, I said, I need to see what Coach Maul and how he feel about this.
Man, it's just,
do you think it's a hit out on his name? Do you think maybe he did some questionable things? Maybe he had a little too much fun at some parties.
I think it's just hit on his name. They try, you know. So I don't really care. It's weird, though. It's just weird.
And what's up with his tweets? His tweets is kind of crazy, yo. It should be somebody telling him, yo, chill, just chill. But he won't go. I respect if he's saying, nah, I'm fuck that. They want me out of here. I'm fighting. I'm defending my name.
Hey, they never could put him down. So,
what do you think of the music that he just dropped?
I like the tape. It is what it is. Why are they saying, because you only did this? It's only 5 songs.
I like 3 songs out of the 5. So, will I bump them continuously? Probably not. But that don't mean they ain't good. It's some good. So I'm just not a Meek fan. But I am riding with him on this right here. Right. Something else is going on behind the scenes.
Yep.
Somebody want him done.
What you see about that white boy that had that conspiracy? Did you see that with the Diddy shit?
It's a lot. Listen.
Saying that how the security board.
Listen,
was
it's
the
a
same
lot
security bull with Michael Jackson and all this shit when he got killed.
It's a lot being said. We don't know what's
But cool, I think what's... black people dumb.
Damn.
Black people all dumb right as shit, dog. And y'all, we they pissing the me off. Dope. You don't never see no white people doing this to they people.
Speak on it. Come on, let's go.
They probably do.
No, they don't.
We're not in a white community to see it.
How? So we run the world then? Everybody can see our shit, but they can't see we can't see theirs. Cause they don't do that shit. If a nigga gay, a nigga gay. Why you gotta tell the world? Expose. Why the LGP people? Look. Why the LG? Why you say
the letters? Just the alphabet.
The letters. Why they ain't sticking up for Diddy? Because this is basically if Diddy is gay.
No,
this,
you know what?
This is harassment.
I have seen people in that community say, why is all the spotlight on somebody being gay instead of somebody being assaulted? Why y'all attacking somebody
for
being gay?
Why they ain't sticking up for Diddy?
Well,
they can say this internet bullying, this is this and that. They would do it for anybody else. But it's the black man.
Well, it's gonna be hard to stick up for Diddy. Once Diddy paid that money, he opened the doors for all the smoke, yo. Meek can still fight he can still fight. He gonna fight because I ain't worried about y'all. But the nigga Whishamgong, he in a way.
Who?
Academics, man. Well, to be fair, Meek attacked Academics for nothing. All Academics did was report the news, and Meek jumped on
it. No, he highlighted it.
But he didn't have to.
Everything else is in black and white. Why you highlight the that part? And why nobody saying nothing about Usher? His name was on the shit, too.
But that... Listen... I'm with you, Maul.
But why do y'all
something
care?
Something fishy's going on.
Why do the people care?
Something fishy going on, and I can't put my finger on it, but something just don't feel right about this attack on me. He could be bringing it on himself. The tweets don't help. He could have just laid low and let it pass, but he feel like, yo, I got to defend myself. And he feel like since he been talking against the labels, shit been getting kind of tricky.
Yeah, I hate rap right now.
It's just
I don't even care. I'm listening to old shit.
Since the start of this year, we've been seeing the people want the messiness, yo. Since Cat Williams kicked the door open,
they want the year of truth. All right, y'all want the truth. This is what y'all gonna get. But y'all, like I say, black people, y'all dumb. Y'all dumb as shit.
So you saying Meek is innocent? Or just stay out of if he was freaking off, stay out of
who
it.
Who cares? What his freak off got to do with you?
I mean, that's true.
Shit. Oh, everybody was in some freak offs.
I mean, everybody has freaked off, but it's levels of freaks, the freak off.
Well, you ain't that's on your, that level. Stay out there, your business.
But whatever your level is, that's your business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It maybe Meek went in, you know what I mean? Maybe he stumbled in one of them rooms. He might have stumbled in a room, but that's his business, though, if he did. We're going to keep our eye on this Meek Mill situation. Because I don't understand. It's just,
why does nigga Academics think he could shut people's careers down?
I mean, he kind of powerful, like it or not.
You don't come outside.
He power, right? These days, you could be powerful from your crib.
And then you still got to come outside.
Nobody I don't got to come outside. What's outside? I do feel you, though. And when you come out, it's good to let people feel your energy and feel people energy. I learned that at the Grifties yesterday. It's good when the people can touch you.
Yeah, they want
and know that you real.
Yeah, you a real person. You, some motherfuckers don't know how I can carry themselves around different people. That's probably his weird ass.
I mean, but we're going to see. It's just beginning, man. It's just beginning. They done threw Meek. When I seen Meek, I said, I thought of Coach Ma. I said, oh, Coach Ma, you're going to have to explain this one.
I know you've seen it. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Nah, but I will say this. Meek Mill fans, y'all was speaking up. Y'all was not feeling what was going on about the attack on y'all, you know what I mean, on y'all mans. Y'all do not play them games.
You ride with the city, man.
So we're going to see what happens. Looking like, I think Majestic Meeks think he was in them rooms.
What you think?
Majestic think he was in the rooms, yo.
I don't think he did anything with Diddy. But it is a suspect clip.
What suspect clip you see?
When Diddy was calling him daddy. Like, I don't like that. That's not... Like, if you...
And what's up with the matching clothes?
Man, that was an accident, nigga.
I don't know. Calling niggas daddy.
See, but that's Diddy. That's old school Harlem lingo.
I ain't never heard
Diddy call nobody. Because I heard other niggas call. I seen her niggas call other niggas daddy.
That's old head. That's old head lingo. Yeah. Like.
Well, you got to stay in your old head lane. You can't call young
boy
that. We in that lane.
You can't change how a person talks. But all right, think about this, Meese. You was a kid looking watching Diddy. So he one of your icons and legends. So if you in his pool and he get this talking at daddy, you just like whatever. Like it's whatever.
You laughing
like,
them all. Yeah. Like, you tripping, yo. That's how I was like, yo, you tripping.
But
dude.
You ain't gonna be like, motherfucker, don't call me daddy, yo. is one of your icons, yo.
Maybe people just gotta stop recording everything.
Oh, niggas is reaching.
What about the party scene?
What party scene?
Freestyle. Did he turn around?
I mean, but we all know Diddy is he
the life of the party.
He the freak off, yo. We already know this. Well, do we? Well, yeah, we know this.
I don't know.
We don't really know nothing, honestly.
You just hear hearsay.
He's allegedly the freak off king. So it is what it is, man. But Meek standing strong, though. He ain't running from the smoke. He tweeting every day. So it is what it is. He say he ain't gay. He say he love pussy so much. It was his exact word. He loved it how it was so wet and gushy.
He be trolling too.
You 36.
You know what I mean? See, and you don't know you don't know what mood he in when he
tweeting. Like, that's what I'm saying. You just see him.
Because sometimes
he probably not even mad.
Sometimes it's like, it's so fun to troll with the people. So that tweet could have been a troll. But going off how Meek tweet, I think he just was dead ass tweeting. And that's how he felt. He had to tell niggas he loved pussy so much. Even when it's bleeding, he loved it, he said. So, I mean, salute to Meek, your man Meek. We got eye. We want to see what happened in the coming months.
Hey.
I haven't heard too much. It kind of died down.
They gonna try to bring it back up.
It kind of died down.
But who cares?
But shout out to Meek. He put out a solid little EP. Shout out to Core.
Core album's fire.
Core album's super fire. No skips. Why Meek not just focusing on Core?
What you mean?
Giving him more, like.
This is different. He's still an artist. What do you mean? That's why I don't get when people saying that. He not no boss type rapper like Rick Ross and all them niggas got the shit. He just getting, he don't got the power to put all his money behind all the different artists like how Ross and all them did.
I feel that.
That's why people.
He be tweeting, he's still trying to get his money together.
Trying to figure, yeah.
I respect that. Because I was feeling like, why he not letting Core, why even put out the EP?
Core is a fucking introvert.
I mean, I respect that.
If you listen to his music, he tell you, I got to get out bar. I got to do this.
I respect. He got a show May 12th in Philly.
He got a show out here, too.
So, salute the Core, man. Salute the Meek.
Yeah,
next Friday
out
here.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Friday, right? No, I don't know what day. Nah, but Core album flawless, man.
Nah, that joint, you could let it ride out. Let Core album ride out.
So, he did a good project.
But we in the church, we all saying we still got love for Meek. It's no hate. You know, it's all, we all having fun. But just keep your eye out because I think something going on, man. Meek upset somebody. Meek upset somebody, yo. And then they put that in the paperwork like people wasn't gonna know it's Meek. They might have just put his name in there.
Yeah, it was a discreet.
That something was I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on.
I don't be invested in these Hollywood cases, man. Because
I could have used that.
So fake.
I could have used that and try to drag Meek, but I'm on Meek. I don't like what's going on with Meek, and I want to know who in charge of this attempt to get his name all fucked up, man.
And why you say Usher?
But nobody even saying nothing about Usher. Just keeping it moving, yo. Say Usher on something. Say what you want.
I'm saying,
yo.
But why would you even? Why you mention both of them if you trying to go after Diddy? Then you talk
about black man down.
Then you talk about I don't even have any money to sue him. So what the fuck is you doing, dumbass?
Well, let's not victim shame.
Nigga, he said that. That was out his own mouth.
The victim's name is Lil Rod.
Look at his fucking name.
You know what I mean? Come on, wait. Come on. He's a victim, yo.
He ain't no fucking victim.
He said he
on the skim scale.
Man. We not going.
He ain't no fucking victim.
Man or female, you gotta respect somebody that's
no
a victim.
Fucking victim, dog. He's a skim scammer.
Did he gonna get his time to speak?
I can't wait.
He gonna get his time to speak, yo.
I can't wait. He got bomb on everybody.
He might get the telling. We're going to see. By the end of this year, we're going to see what's going on with
Diddy. That's why everybody else ain't saying nothing. Y'all better be quiet. Don't say a damn thing. Mind your business.
Twitter been, they've been putting their foot up, meek ass. Black Twitter, pause. Black Twitter been running his name through the mud.
I don't like Black Twitter.
Yeah. Speaking of Black Twitter, did you see the fake documentary?
They ain't give you no props.
They ain't called none of the real niggas, yo. Well, I can't even say that. We don't know who they called. They ain't called me, though. And half the people on that list got me blocked that I seen in the doc. Hell yeah. It ain't the real Black Twitter. It's like
you did
black,
something.
It's like the Black Lives Matter.
You did
Twitter.
Something. Like Meek, like you said, Meek, you did something.
It's all good, but you know what I mean?
You upset somebody. Why black they Twitter, block you?
The Black Twitter doc drops May 9th on Hulu. I think it's a 3-part series.
Who part of it?
Just, you know, the shea butter niggas. You know what
the
I mean?
The brunch boot niggas?
Yeah, the brunch. It's a brunch. It's the brunch boot Black Twitter.
Oh.
They
so
took
it's
over.
A brunch boot list.
Yeah, it's like, it's like. It's like, it's like Van Lathan and them niggas.
Oh.
Amanda Seals.
Oh. They ain't real said, Black Twitter.
It ain't, man. But you know, that's how the game goes.
What?
They couldn't put the real niggas up there because we were talking too reckless.
What? You need to get the real story. Bank, see, they trying to change
the real
history,
story. Don't
man.
Need to be told. That's the thing.
It do because you, if you try to rewrite history,
but you ain't gonna. It's impossible to be told right, yo. It's too
How?
Many.
The
it's too many parts
there?
Of it.
The people, the original people, was there. Y'all ain't dead.
Yeah, but that ain't even enough, yo. It's so much parts to it, bro. They would have to be. It would have to be like Game of Thrones, nigga. Like 6 seasons, 10 episodes a season to break all that shit down. But they got it. I tried to warn niggas, yo. Yeah, I was telling niggas, yo, they trying to take this shit over. Nobody want to listen to me. Now, look.
You got the old tweets when you said that?
I got them all, nigga. You could just search my tweets. Just type Black Twitter on my tweet. On my page, you're going to see all my tweets telling niggas. They infiltrated it. Black Lives Matter infiltrated Black Twitter, man. And made turned that shit into something else. Niggas let them. You know what I mean? Because you couldn't speak up or they call you a coon.
Or cancel you.
Or cancel you. So niggas
or blocked you.
Or block you. So niggas let it happen, man. But I'm going to tune in. I'm going to watch it. You know what I mean? I ain't going to bash it.
You go critique.
Because that's somebody's dream. You know what I mean? I don't want to bash somebody's dream, whoever did it. I think one of the people that put it together, they I think they were part of Insecure.
Oh,
show,
this is
one
some
of the
Hollywood
producers.
Production shit.
I mean, it's
on Hulu. So I mean it's levels, but we'll see what they do. We'll see what's going on. But shout out to the real Black Twitter. You know what I mean? They definitely gentrified it. But it's okay. Are you going to tune in?
No.
I'll check it out. We'll see. But by the time it come out, niggas probably be done dragged it so much. I don't know. Damn, SZA think like that. All right. Let's get to these starting fives. Coach Marley. It's been 3 weeks. A lot been going on with our teams. I will update you on the scores right now. Coach Marley, you and Meese are tied for first place with 98 points.
Let's go. Mm.
I am trailing with 85 points.
Dang.
Down 13 points, but it's a long season. We're not worried. We're going to start off with Meese's team. Meese has Caitlin Clark, Mace, Issa Rae, LaRussell, and herself. Starting at point, Caitlin Clark, we're just going to put the 10 in right now. Not even going to argue. Yep, she's the all-time NCAA leader in points. She just won a game yesterday. She had 9 points at the first half, 30 in the second half.
Didn't she break another record?
I can't even keep up. I can't even keep up.
Already.
Can't even keep up. She announced she will be in the draft. You know what I mean?
And so, she got the trophy. They just won.
Right. The right Big East tournament. Exactly.
The Big Ten.
I was about to say Big So East. We're going to give her her 10. I think she's been, all she gets is 10s, honestly. Coming at shooting guard, Mace. Now, you see the news, Ding Dash selling his share of Rockefeller to Mason Cam. It's not finalized, but,
so
but how they talking, the deal is done or close to being done. So, I mean, what we going, Coach Molly, what you want to do, Mace, for that?
I give him a 5.
I was thinking 5, too. Issa Rae. I saw her looking good at the awards. I saw her looking good last night. Three nominations.
The Academy Awards. And she the face of a new hairline.
What?
Hair care line? Yeah. She said new hairline.
New hairline. That's what I said. That's what I said. What?
She's the face of a new hair care line. So what? What you want to do, Maul? She looked good at the awards.
I ain't see him.
But she looked good.
What y'all, it's on y'all. What y'all say?
Hair care. 8.
Three.
Whoa.
She ain't win.
But she ain't even win. So what? Hold on. See, me trying to. See, wait.
I'll give her a 7.
6. What?
7.
7?
Yeah.
7.
We'll give her 7. Spider-Man. All these.
She didn't win.
She didn't win.
She didn't win, Mies. She didn't win.
We ain't been cheating. She do something every 4 games.
7. All right, LaRussell. I see. I mean, he been doing his content. He in Forbes.
He paying people rent.
Paying rent.
You said that last time.
No, I
didn't. Oh, he got another rent joint.
He keep running this
joint. I mean, Forbes. Forbes is a good John. I mean, he consistently dropping content.
T-Pain recognizes.
Got some love from T-Pain. What you thinking? I'm thinking 6. What you thinking, Molly?
I was going to say 7.
7?
Yeah.
All right, we'll give him 7. We'll give him 7 points. Majestic Meese. She just dropped some content. You know what I mean? I seen it. It's all over the apps. It's about 5K views on Instagram.
Okay.
I don't know how many views on Twitter, but I think it was about the same, wasn't it? About the same. What you want to do, Coach Molly? What are you thinking?
I'll give it a 7.
7?
Yeah.
Okay. Good solid week for the unit.
7.
For the unit.
Cause she ain't been in the gym, so she could get those bull points.
Good point. We're gonna keep it at 7. We'll go to my squad. Dame Dash, Shannon Sharp, Action Bronson, Future Hendrix, Coi Leray. Coming in at point. Dame Dash. All right, now, we did say when other people got your name in their mouth, you get points for that.
All right.
Steve Stout had Dame Dash's name in his mouth.
And he can't clap back.
And Dame Dash clapped back. And are we giving Dame points for selling to Mason Cam?
Yeah, I give him points because he's keeping it
Harlem.
Keeping it close. Because if he want to buy it, they could sell it back to him.
So what do you want to do? Y'all decide. What y'all want to do with Dame?
I'll give Dame 5.
Yeah, I'm about to say 5.
All right. Shannon Sharp. Give me my 10. I want my 10, yo.
What he do?
He flooded the apps again with Steve Stout.
Yeah, I gotta watch it.
He said he made more money off the Cat Williams video than he ever made in a season in football.
I think that's Cat.
No, it's not Cat.
They showed.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm thinking because he played back. Yeah,
he didn't make that much.
Yeah,
yeah. I think he made $6 million off the video, and he never made more than that in a season.
He made $6 million.
He bought the big face role, the special role, and he bought Cat Williams one.
Yeah.
Can I get my 10, yo? Yeah. Just let me get my 10. Yeah, Unk carrying me right now. Action Bronson, he doing his YouTube content. Nothing new, nothing really. The sneaks ain't come yet. Right. I'm still waiting. So
you ordered them?
Nah, I ain't ordered. I'm talking about he ain't drop them yet.
Oh.
So what we want to do with Bronson? Just for his consistency.
I give him a 2.
A 2?
I was going to say 3.
I respect 3. I didn't think I was going to get higher than a 3.
He wasn't.
Future Hendrix.
I give Future
just announced 6. He dropping 2 albums.
He dropping 2?
2.
What's the first one?
First one is We Don't Trust You.
That's with Metro.
And there's another one coming. Some people saying this going to be Hendrix 2. We don't know. But he announced, and he had a fire trailer, put Prodigy in the trailer. Yep. Rest in peace, Prodigy.
And then he got the fire verse on Meek, John.
Got the fire, smoked Meek.
He let him do what he want.
What are we going to do with Future? He been quiet, and he finally put up numbers. What are we going to do with Future?
I'll give him a 7.
I would think. Me said 8. Give me my 8. Give me my 8, yo.
They got to be fine.
Give me my 8.
They ain't going to be at the same time?
Nah, 2 weeks. 2 weeks apart. Maybe almost a month. I think it's March 22nd and like April 12th or some shit. Coi Leray, she was looking good in Paris. You saw her nerdy look with her glasses. Come on. And she had a Forbes interview. Come on. What do you want to do?
I was giving her a 4.
The higher number rule. I thought I was going to get more than 5, but all right, I'll take it. Coach Marley's team. Tyrese Maxey, Umar, Killer Cam, Ruby Rose, yay. Tyrese Maxey.
2.
He been out. 2. 2? He been out.
2.
You get 1.
Oh, damn.
What the hell? he tried to steal a point.
Because he only been out for 2 games?
Yo, 1. You get 1.
We just, no.
3 games, bro. Dr. Umar.
He had the interview with Nick Yachty.
Cannon. He got one with Nick Cannon. Oh, and Yachty.
He got one with Nick Cannon, too.
And Nick Cannon.
Check it out.
So his name is in the algorithm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, shit.
I was going to give myself a 6.
I was thinking 6, too. But she said, high number rule. All right. Killer Cam, the Dame Dash, the Rockefeller Purchase.
He get the same point as Mace.
So he got 5. Ruby Rose, she's been looking
good.
3? Oh, I was going to say 2. All right, 3. Yay.
Dropping Vultures 2.
Vultures 2 coming. His daughter working on an album.
Announced her album.
Elementary school dropout. And he said
his daughter announced the album. Yay had her on stage. Oh. And said she's not doing an album, and it's called Elementary School Dropout.
And he's doing, and he's thinking.
The whole crowd went crazy.
And he's considering not putting his albums on the streaming services, doing a straight $20 digital album. So he trying to cut the middleman out. What do you want to do with this, Meese? Yeah. Active.
Man, give me an 8.
I was thinking 8. 8 times. I'm thinking 8. All right, let's see here. 24.
Always show up. You see y'all always
31.
Pick 36. Always got him on my team. Ride with Ye.
Meese comes in with.
Bang,
bang. Hold on. I'm an old nigga. I got to get the calculator out. 134 points for Meese. I have. We still struggling, but we fighting. He gonna come through. It's a lot of time left. I got 116. And Marley comes in with.
Let's go.
122.
Beast is in first place with 134. Marley second place 122. Yeah, I'm in third Max. Place with 116. I'm creeping. I'm creeping on Marley.
But fucking don't Max slip out, up. Man. My
future
man,
future coming. He coming. He coming. And I still got Unk and Dame. They about to help Dame. Let's see. See how shit turn around?
Well, it ain't
come
over.
On. Let's go.
Come on, Maxie.
Ruby Rose need to step it up.
Maxie.
Ruby Rose, she just looking cute. She ain't active.
She is active. Y'all ain't paying attention.
Y'all pick cute people.
But at least Corey making a little couple vibes.
Ruby Rose got the vibes too.
We'll see. Stay tuned. Stay tuned, my team. I just need Bronson. Come on, drop them sneaks. Once he drop them sneaks, it's over. Come on.
New Balance.
Oh, yeah. Once he drop and then Future drop, watch my team in like a month. When it get hot out, watch what happen. All right, so there we go. Thank you for listening. We're happy to be back. Any last words, Coach Marley?
I ain't got no more words, man. Just, you know what I mean? Stay up. Stay out the way and mind your business.
Any last words, Majestic? Check her out on YouTube. It's Meese TV. Follow all her socials. You know the socials. At Jamisa. She's dropping another film very soon. Make sure you're there. Make sure you repost and watch and share and text. All that. Shout out to Siegel for his show.
Shout out to Siegel.
We appreciate you.
I appreciate it. That was a good show, man.
Shout out to Meek Mill. We riding with you. We gonna find out what's going on. We gonna get to the bottom of this shit. Because something ain't right.
Shout out to Meek, man. I don't like this.
Yeah, I just don't like what's going on. Shout out to the Hoteps and the Grifties. Had me out there looking like Nerd Chappelle. Shout out to my daughter volleyball team. Let's keep cooking. Shout out to y'all for listening. Make sure you follow all of us. You know all our socials. Make sure you follow Marley. Marley62ST on all socials. NerdNash.com. Everything is there. TikTok, Discord, Twitter, IG, everything. And we out.
Real talk. Never know. My wawa, I'm saying. Hope and get a gang, yeah. I triple my wawa cup full of drink. That bitch thinking that it was my loss, it ain't. Writing into the pen was out of paint. Gallery, carpenter, I got the paint. It's me and Paulie, what the fuck you think? Money was calling, that was on the way. Ain't with the stall and I ain't trying to wait. Everything all about paper, as soon as you get it, your bros get fake.
Let's go.
They quick to lie to your face, these hoes is fake, it's no debate.
Come on.
I used to track around my way, I had some dimes, I had some weight.
Hey.
Little me, I'm tryna say today, but I ain't have a kid. Little me, I'm tryna make a way, cause we ain't have a way. Grinding from Monday to Saturday, chill on a Sunday.
Hey.
Thinking about all of my Saturdays, it used to feel like it's one way.
Come
from a city, it's nothing but drugs and rumors and gunplay.
Hey.
I booked the flight, I'm not sure when I'm coming back, I booked the one way. I fuck bitches that look like they walked off a runway. I'm telling my bro that I'm gonna get these millions someday, I mean one day. I'm in the back of Mirage, you should come back. They telling me to work smarter, not harder, cause I used to do it the dumb way. I'm about to give them that Kanye, you can have it, lose it all like Delonte. Fresh like I'm in a prime suit, I'm about to go to Mirage for my prime day. I made a killing in back of the driveway, fuck how they did it, this my way. Niggas was shocked that I got out the barrel and none of y'all look at me sideways. I hit the gas, my bitch telling me to slow down while we on the highway. I'm in my feelings, I made sure the windows was down while I'm playing ride with. There's too many cowards in power. If I had took the advice from my family, I would've got paid by the hour. If none of this rap shit worked in my favor, then niggas, they wouldn't be sour. The only way they gonna give me my flowers if I do the bullshit and follow. My self-esteem, it had raised a little when I started fucking these models. My self-esteem, it had raised a little when I started ordering bottles. Road to the riches, I ain't let go of the throttle, I just kept wildin'. Ain't no young niggas throwing them punches, these niggas, they all throwing hollows.
He got his dumb ass smoked.
Don't go back to the bottom. That was my motto. That was the shit that I followed. That was the shit I kept telling myself when my stomach was growling. I felt like dying. Don't be too hard on yourself if you're trying. Look, most niggas ain't even trying. You better cherish them birthdays, niggas. Most of these niggas is dying. Crossing niggas over like I was island, but I had just kept it silent. She said she wanna go to Evergreen. I said, fuck it, we gon' get a solid. Watching all these fucking niggas fold, but you know me, I kept it solid. They was telling me about the gold, I'll keep digging, nigga, till I find it. Yes, it was cold, but I had to heat it back up. Go check the climate. Too many times in love, been blinded, I couldn't see that you lying. These bitches, they gon' say foul shit to you, then they gon' come back crying. Everything I do, I ate, like I'm Kobe Bryant, nigga, the Mamba. Get to that money and take care of your mama, look out for all of your partners. Ain't even know that the world was tapped in like that, that had shocked me. If they keep watching the blueprint so they could study and copy. Cash, yeah, I started with nothing, so that's the reason I ain't cocky. I got your baby if you got me. Even when it's rocky.